buttons.
Well, let me tell you something. You're probably not going to want to put this on the air.
What?
I was at Sandy's bachelorette party.
Ha! Right across the street.
Wait a minute. Scott, do you remember what you did?
I don't remember much.
He probably dropped his pants, I'm sure.
No.
Well, close. He went into the restroom, took off his boxers, and gave them to one of the ladies.
Oh, that's right. Disgusting. Yeah, she wanted them.
You were disgusting. I've never heard that story.
And you know what? How lucky is she that I was actually wearing them?
Oh, my God. You have a problem. Are you serious? And was it you or was it one of your girlfriends?
Oh, it wasn't a friend of mine. I just happened to be standing there. But I've got pictures. I've got a picture in Miss Sandy. You were holding up a
one of those.
You know, you want to hear a funny thing?
And you kind of put it near my face too. So.
Sorry for that. I was so uncomfortable that day. Like, really, Scotty just threw me out of my comfort zone.
That was the object. Yeah, that was the object.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And we lost that item, that thing that you're referencing. And Scott was so upset that we lost it.
That was $50.
Yeah, but did you lose the one that stuck on the stage so that you could throw rings over
it? The suction cup on the other end?
You know, let me tell you, that was a good time. You know, I know, and I have pictures with Carson. I didn't get a picture with Scott because I went to get the picture, and that one's when the girl asked him for his boxers, and I'm like, yeah.
Oh.
I think I'm going to back off of this one.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I still can't believe some woman has your boxers.
Anything to please the crowd, Sandra.
God, it's disturbing.
Yeah, well, just your sheltered life is, you'd be very surprised.
Oh, now I'm the sheltered one because I keep my underwear on.
No, that's a guy. Never mind. I could never be a male stripper because I was a little overweight. But if somebody wanted my boxers at a bachelorette party, I would give them to you.
Oh, you have problems.
And you did. Okay.
Yeah, did. Those are my favorite ones, too. And from then on in, I never wore underwear again.
Oh, God. TMI, really.
Yeah. Well, that means nothing to him. Oh, God. You just never cease to amaze me. It's just, who is this woman? Can you please come forward, 222-2899. If you're just joining the show, we had a buzz listener on telling one of Scott's secrets.
It's not a secret. It's a fact.
God, you are so proud of it. That's so weird.
It's a fact. So, apparently,
apparently.
At our 20 years, we've been together 20 years this year, right? 20 and 2020. Yeah. 18 years ago, your bachelorette party over at Jillian's over here. We gave away hundreds of free tickets to all the listeners while we were on PXY. We all meet there, and it was me and Carson and 300 women and male strippers from Buffalo. Remember them?
Oh, gosh. You guys love the fact that you were the only man.
Yeah, man.
I mean, you really love the fact.
Oh, we all loved it.
Woman who called up who was at that party.
Your bachelorette party.
And I don't like to.
When dude picked you up and spun you around.
God,
and...
I was so uncomfortable. So uncomfortable. But anyhow, she said that she wanted to get a picture with you, but you were too busy in the bathroom taking off your underwear to give to a listener.
Boxers.
Yeah. Whatever.
You know, guys have.
Why would you do that? Like, what? First of all, why would this woman want it?
I don't know.
Like, where are they now? Does she sell them on eBay? Like,
I don't think there was eBay back then.
Yeah, but there is now.
Okay. So, you don't understand how guys have like two or three levels of boxers. Like, we got the ones that we'll never get rid of, we got our good ones, and then we got our normal ones.
Okay.
Yeah. Good
one. Which one were those?
I don't know. It was 18 years ago. I don't remember. I'm sure they were. Well, no. They had to have been the good ones. Because I wouldn't have given away the old.
Right.
No.
And you know. Oh, God, I hope not.
They're probably only worn once.
Well, you know, you want to, when you wear nice underwear, you feel your best. You feel more attractive. That's probably why you put them on. So I'm on Facebook Marketplace right now looking for. What do I search? Scott Spizzano's boxers.
You're so silly.
Spizzano.
You're so silly.
You are so.
I know. That's not your world. It's totally like, I get it. I was a young buck.
That's disgusting.
You don't think of it like, you were in a, basically a male strip club at that point. We could have given away any article of clothing to anybody who wanted it. That's
yes,
how
but
it was.
I know what you do in your underwear.
I do stuff that nobody else does, by the way.
You everyone was grossed out about their spouse wearing their face mask, and yet that's okay.
I don't know. Some people have a thing for that. I don't know.
All right. Well, I'm searching it up. I'll let you know if I'm successful in finding them, tracking them down. Yeah. I'll bid whatever I need to get these.
Oh my God! They're not for sale. They've probably been bronzed and they've been put on display in someone's display case.
Oh my gosh! What if some husband found them and like, who are these?
And then when he finds out, he's like, "Oh, that guy. No problem."
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.